Doncaster race back to try and find some sort of defensive line. This is Luke Norris, who fancies a shot from distance! And Gills double their lead! It's Luke Norris, 25 yards out! He fancied the shot, and why not? It's Doncaster 0, Gillingham 2. Callum Camps has done fantastically there to dink the ball over the defender. It's 2-on-2 here for Rochdale. Cuts back, left-hand side, penalty area. There's the ball, far side, Vincente! Oh, ball towards the back post. It's going to fall to Velvic with the header towards the back. Lillis with a great save. Great save on his line. He had to tip it over the bar and keep Rochdale in this. About 20 yards out, cuts it on his left foot. Does he fancy the shot? It's low, right across the back. Sliding in! Gillingham have scored! And it's a goal for Luke Norris! Michael Doughty won the ball fantastically in the centre of the field. He sprinted forward, he had the shot, pulled it right across goal. Whether it was a shot or a pass, Gills won't care. And at the back post was Luke Norris. And Gillingham have the lead remarkably. For Rochdale to take the lead against Championship Nottingham Forest. Here he comes, hits it right footed and scores for Rochdale. The goalkeeper went the wrong way. Peter Vincente puts the ball to the right-hand side. And Rochdale have an early lead here in the FA Cup third round. Upset on the cards. Rochdale 1, Nottingham Forest 0. Matty Don's got an opportunity here, left-hand side of the penalty area, rounds the goalkeeper, here goes Allen, oh, he couldn't quite convert it. Rochdale with a big, big chance to double it there. That's a ball through, as Moat got the legs to keep that in, he has, cuts it back, home, a free header, off the post and in, and Macclesfield have finally got the better of 10-man Welling. It's taken them the best part of 82 minutes to do so. Macclesfield Town 3, Welling United 2. This is Luke Norris, who fancies a shot from distance! And Gills double their lead! It's Luke Norris, 25 yards out. He fancied the shot, and why not? Left-hand side of the penalty area, headed there from Byron Webster as it found its way through to Ugwu. Shot and scores for Yeovil. Gillingham stood off him and he just fired the shot into the bottom right-hand corner. Fresh legged and he's got past two Yeovil players. Is he going to try and go alone here and shoot into the bottom left-hand corner? Oh, yes, he is. Joe Rafferty comes to give some support. Rosie's ball in then towards the left-hand side. Oh, the header is backwards. Andrew rises, turned in by Rochdale. They've won it in the last kick of the game. We've had the 3 minutes of added time, Jimmy, and Rochdale still lead by a goal to nil. Huge clearance away. The referee blows his whistle. Rochdale are giant killers in the FA Cup. The upset returns to Scotland. They have beaten Championship Nottingham Forest by a goal to nil. Peter Vincente's penalty, 12 minutes into the start of the first half, is the difference between the two sides. And the players, the fans, the manager and stewards here at Scotland all go to celebrate together. What a huge result. They knocked out Leeds in the FA Cup last year. They've knocked out Forest this year. Final score here is Rochdale 1, Nottingham Forest 0.